Welcome to KPAY Sports 1290, and it's time for Chat with a Cat. It is brought to you by Carl's Jr. with two Chico locations, the corner of East Avenue and the Esplanade, and on 20th Street next to the Chico Marketplace. As we do each week, we talk with the influential Chico State Wildcat from the athletic department from the past, and in this instance, it's the recent past, as Molly Downton, who was a captain and starting center back, and I know you're going to probably blush, but we got to let the fans know your illustrious career at Chico State, and it was an illustrious one. Led the Wildcats to the 2011 NCAA Championship Final Four. Molly also earned All-America honors and a spot on the Final Four All-Tournament team, and was also a three-time All-CCAA and All-West Region selection. She's most well-known in the program for her tremendous leadership skills, and she joins us this morning because right now she's working as an administrator for former U.S. Women's National Team head coach Jill Ellis. Downton was the women's team administrator when Ellis helped the United States women's soccer team win the 2019 World Cup title. Molly, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
When we talk with athletes, we talk with coaches, the thing that really comes to mind with a lot of them is the Chico experience and how it propelled them to greater things when they left school. And it's a rare occurrence where a student athlete at Chico State can have even higher athletic endeavors and even more prestigious athletic endeavors than when they were at Chico State. But that really can be said about you and your role on the national team and being the assistant to Jill Ellis. Talk about that a little bit for us.
Yeah, I mean, my current situation, you know, with Jill is I work as her executive assistant. I stepped away from the national team last year, almost exactly a year ago now. And when I did, I was really fortunate. I had a great relationship with Jill, and she mentioned, hey, would you to come on and work with me directly, which was amazing. So she's gotten a lot of speaking. She's booked through Washington Speakers Bureau now, so she does a lot of speaking. She's working as ambassador for U.S. Soccer still. So pretty much I just work with her directly on organizing her schedule and booking her for events and all of these things. So it's been really great. I'd say the biggest I'm the most grateful for is it's given me a bit of a breather after kind of a wild 6 years with U.S. Soccer. So impacted Jill's stuff with, you know, there's no in-person events, so things have kind of switched to virtual. But prior to that, it was pretty booming. But hopefully I'll be back come 2021.
When she decided to hang him up, was it a tough decision to leave the United States national team?
Yeah. I mean, Jill and I had created a really great relationship. I worked with the full team for 3 years. And then prior to that, I had kind of worked in and out with them, as well as working with the youth national team. So she and I had a pre-established relationship, and it was great. You know, working under her was one of the best experiences. And so, I mean, it was a pretty easy decision when she offered a role, especially because we just had worked well before. So
the experience of working for the national team, the question that comes to mind for me is you're a standout soccer player, and then you get this incredible job. I mean, I can't imagine a soccer player when they're done with their playing career then finds employment and finds a job in the same industry at the highest level of women's soccer. How did that job come about? I mean, it is about meeting people, a leadership skill that you showed here at Chico State and helping the program to unprecedented heights. But also, you've got to be able to network and got to be able to meet people. How did it come about?
Yeah, I mean, working in sports is truly, you know, who you know, as much as that's a joke. But yeah, it truly is who you know. So I went after Chico. I decided to go do my grad work at University of Illinois. Worked with a really great coach out there, Janet Rayfield. Was very fortunate because I wanted to coach originally. I left Chico State thinking I was going to go into the college coaching ranks. Had thought that since I was like 13. Didn't really know any other options that I liked. And then when I got out to Illinois, had a bit of a, I guess you would call it a quarter life crisis, and sat down with Janet and said, I do not like coaching at all. What can you recommend? And she said, well, you seem to really like the operational side. Why don't you start doing some of that? So I did director of operations for her, rather than being the volunteer assistant and grad assistant. And then from there, she got me involved with US Soccer. It was kind of one of those things where she knew some people involved and she said, hey, I want to put your name in for this. Why don't you go ahead? And so I did it, and started working for US Soccer about a month later. So I was very fortunate. I actually finished my grad degree online for the last semester because I ended up getting a full-time job with US Soccer.
It's amazing the doors that open. You just kind of walk through them and then you kind of meander around and you try and figure out what best fits. Was it one of those aha moments when you realize, I mean, a lot of kids grow up and they don't have any idea what they want to do for the rest of their lives. Yeah. I think you're fortunate. I'm fortunate. There are a lot of us out there that knew what we wanted to do very early age. But what is that moment like when you say, you know, you spend all these years, I want to be a coach. I think it's in my blood. And then you come to the realization that, you know, it's not in my blood and I gotta figure something else out. How difficult was that time for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really difficult. I think when you're such a certain person, and I was very much an path-oriented person of like, okay, you know, I go to college, I play in college, this is what I wanted. Okay, now I've done well in college, you know, I've been a leader in college, I want to transfer those leadership skills to my coaching. And so it was the first time probably in my life that I had had an abrupt change in my path. So it was hard. I mean, I sat with Janet. I cried pretty openly. I'm sure I called Kim and cried openly. And then talked with my grad school advisor was really wonderful. I got a sports management degree and I went to him and I was just like, I don't know what to do. This is what I've wanted my entire life. And he was like, Molly, there's a million other paths you can take. And that was a realization that, like, I had been so focused on coaching that I didn't even open my eyes to all the other paths in sport. So it was really hard at first, but it was great.
Yeah, I can empathize, and I can hear it in your voice. You're just like, you get to that point. I'm like, I'm supposed to be working and making a living now. What the heck am I going to do now?
Yeah,
we're going to take a quick break. We are talking with Chico State great Molly Downton. She was part of some historic moments in women's soccer in this country and part of a World Cup championship team as an administrator. But boy, had the respect of all of those players as evidenced by some of the chants. And we're going to hear about that. Some of the chants. They were chanting her name at one point after a World Cup title. We're going to take a quick break. We come back and you're listening to Chat with a Cat right here on KPAY Sports 1290.
In the mood for a Charbroiled double cheeseburger for just $3.49? Have a BLT, the Carl's Jr. way. Crispy bacon, fresh lettuce and tomato with cheesy charbroiled beef. Plus creamy ranch and more charbroiled beef. It's the new BLT Ranch Double Cheeseburger. That beefy enough for you? Get a taste of the new BLT Ranch Double Cheeseburger for just $3.49. Part of Charbroiled Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Double up to feed your happy. Offer valid for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Back here on Chat with a Cat, Molly Downton is joining us. Chico State great, helping lead the Wildcats to a 2011 NCAA Championship Final Four. And also was a team administrator for the United States women's national team in their World Cup title in 2019. What were your duties as a team administrator? And I'm sure people hear administrator, this isn't pencil and paper pushing all of it. There is a lot of coordination. I imagine when people say, well, how much time did you have off? You're probably like, no, it was 365 straight days of work and I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to encompass the full job, if I'm being honest. It's everything off the field. So I would split my time. Usually the small amount of time I was ever in an office was usually spent preparing for the next camp. So the team would come into a camp for, you know, depending on how long the camp was, either a week or 2 weeks usually, either domestically or abroad. And so I would plan everything surrounding that camp. prior to that. So, you know, that's hotel, food at the hotel, transportation, flights in and out, location of training, anything you can imagine that isn't pretty much the technical piece, which was left to the technical people, I was planning. And, you know, so I would plan probably close to 8 to 9, maybe 10 camps a year for the team. And then all in usually in preparation, depending on the year, for an upcoming large event, which would be either the Olympics or the World Cup. But yeah, we worked pretty much on the clock all the time. I was the point person for most of the players, or I mean for all the players, for anything they needed. So, you know, if it's Easter Sunday and someone needs a flight later that week, I probably am getting a call and I'm on the phone. You know, I think one of my coworkers recently sent me from back then, he was like, yeah, we, you know, we worked for like 305 days in 2019, which was the World Cup year. So, yeah, we didn't really stop. We were on the road. You know, at the World Cup, you're on the road for 60 plus days. So, yeah, it's a nonstop job, but it was awesome. It was a great experience, and you really can't compare it to being at a World Cup. So,
when you're around players of that caliber, you being a soccer player at such a high level, but on a daily basis, when you have a chance to be around the great players that were part of the program, awe-inspiring a little bit. Did you ever have a chance to kick the ball around with them a little bit and play or fill in or do any of that? Or was it all business? And I guess I really want to know, what was it like watching them on a daily basis practice and their preparation for these worldwide tournaments?
Yeah, you're going to laugh, but I actually, you know, I didn't. They knew that I loved soccer. They knew that it was in my past life at some point. But I'm a pretty business-oriented person, and I do enjoy staying in the shadows a bit. So I loved being the person who was putting the pieces in place without ever being in the front, which was a change of a role for me because, you know, back when I was playing at Chico, I was far more of a in-the-front leader. So, yeah, it was a different change up. I did not kick the ball around, and I laughed because I've always been dress clothes, and they'd be like, you know, a ball would roll out and I'd play a ball back with my like shoes on, and they'd be like, Molly, did you just pass that ball back? And I'm like, oh no, I don't know what you guys are talking about. But, no, it was always good. And you can't, you know, they are amazing humans. They are amazing athletes. But ultimately, you know, they're just people, you know, just going through life. So I tried to keep things as normal for them. As awestruck as I was probably the first, you know, few months of working at U.S. Soccer and, you know, being around these people, it was then you just realize that they're just people. They're just trying to go through life just like you are. So I tried to never let that awestruck come through.
Luke Reed told me about a challenging moment that you had with the team. And he just says, just mention to her Uber story and she'll tell you. What was that all about?
Yeah, that was actually when we were qualifying for the World Cup still. So we were in Raleigh, North Carolina. We had a charter flight from Raleigh to Dallas. And so with a charter, you show up at the hangar, you kind of do your own check-in with the company, and then you usually go straight to the plane. Well, Raleigh happened to be having a lovely hurricane during that time. So I had been, like, frantically watching the weather, frantically on with the charter company, like, is this going to go through? Are we going to be able to get to Dallas or not? Because as you can imagine, it's almost the domino effect is, if the charter doesn't happen, then I've got to get us, we're staying an extra day in Raleigh, so I've got to make sure that the hotel can hold us for an extra day. I've got to re-up some, you know, the buses. I've got to change our booking in Dallas. So it was a bit of a domino effect. So I was frantically watching the weather. The plane was circling, so I got everyone on the bus and got them over to the charter, the hangar, and I was already there checking them in, and I got a call, and the charter's like, we're not going to be able to land in Raleigh. You're going to have to we're going to have to try and go tomorrow. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I get them all back on the bus. They're, you know, they're already like, what's going on? Why are we doing this? So I get them all on the bus. It's pouring down rain. The bus starts to drive back to the hotel, and suddenly the bus, you know, the windshield wipers go out and he can't drive anymore. And we're back in the commercial part of an airport. So he pulls into a FedEx, like, I don't even know, like a distribution center. And it was one of those moments where it was like fight or flight. I could either start crying and just bury my head, or I was like, okay. So I turned around and I said, everyone of the staff who has a U.S. soccer credit card, start calling an Uber. And so we called about 25, I think it ended up being 20 to 25 Ubers. And they were pulling into the FedEx distribution center, and I was loading them with players and sending them back to the hotel and, you know, standing out in the rain. I think one of the players at one point was like, I've never seen you more in your element, because I was literally standing out in the pouring rain, like on the phone, pushing people into Ubers. But yeah, it was a wild day. We ended up getting to Dallas the next day, and it was perfect weather, of course.
Perfect.
But it was, yeah, it was one of my wilder days.
That is fantastic. You currently work for Jill Ellis, and when you were part of the administrative staff of U.S. Soccer, she called you her right hand. And when the team was interviewed on Good Morning America, they were chanting your name. What did that feel like, knowing that the team, the program, had accomplished so much, and the team that had actually done the work on the field was actually appreciating all of the work that you had done behind the scenes to make that happen? How gratifying was that? What kind of moment was that?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you know, I think I'd probably slept probably 3 hours in the last 72 hours. So I barely remember it, the Good Morning America one. But always, you know, these players are great people, and that they know that the people behind the scenes do so much for them. That includes me. That includes the equipment manager. That included the doctors and the athletic trainers. And, you know, we traveled with 30-plus staff at the World Cup. So they knew all of those people and how much effort they put in. So I was always appreciative. But I am, like I said, one who likes to stay in the shadows. So, of course, my mom was like, they're chanting your name on Good Morning America. And I think I was over, like, eating a muffin. I wasn't even really paying attention.
You're like, I got to eat. I've slept 3 hours in 3 days, and I haven't eaten anything, so I'm going to have a muffin. They can chant my name all they want. I'm starving.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the players are great about taking care of their support staff and making sure they feel appreciated. And Jill always was the first one to say is that the only reason we win a World Cup is because you have a world-class players, but you also have world-class staff. And so she was one that really put a lot of worth into the roles of her people and how she allowed them to, you know, have autonomy and have ownership of their role, but was always supportive. So
we are speaking with Molly Downton, Chico State standout. She was an All-American at Chico State, an All-CCAA selection, All-West Region selection, and one of the great leaders. And we talk about it all the time in Chico State athletics. There are players that come through the program and then they leave and they move on to the next chapter of their lives. But a lot of them, it doesn't matter what sport, a lot of them leave their mark. And when you talk with Kim Sutton and those around the Chico State athletic program, Molly Downton certainly left her mark. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about Chico State, what she learned here, some of the adversities she went through while she was at Chico State, and what it taught her as she moved on to her soccer career in an administrative role with USA Soccer, and now working as an assistant to former coach Jill Ellis. We take a break. You're listening to Chat with a Cat right here on KPAY Sports 1290.
In the mood for a Charbroiled double cheeseburger for just $3.49? Have a BLT, the Carl's Jr. way. Crispy bacon, fresh lettuce and tomato with cheesy charbroiled beef, plus creamy ranch and more charbroiled beef. It's the new BLT Ranch Double Cheeseburger. That beefy enough for you? Get a taste of the new BLT Ranch Double Cheeseburger for just $3.49. Part of Charbroil Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Double up to feed your happy. Offer valid for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
You're listening to Chat with a Cat right here on KPAY Sports 1290. It is brought to you by Carl's Jr. Molly Downton is our guest. And Molly, you played a lot as a freshman, but suffered an injury and missed your sophomore year, basically. And that's a lot of adversity for a young student athlete who may not have experienced injuries before to that magnitude. And then you miss an entire year. What was that like, one, dealing with the injury, and what did you learn from it, and how did it make you a better player?
Yeah, it was probably my most difficult time of my college career, as well as my most formative time. I look back on it and I'm so appreciative it happened, but in the moment it was so incredibly hard because I had come off of a good year, like you said, freshman year playing, was doing great, went actually to help at the summer camp and ended up tearing it, playing some small-sided there. You know, and it was a gut punch. But it was a great experience because I got to know what it felt like when you had to stay home when the team traveled, which I didn't get to know really my freshman year with playing. And I didn't really understand, you know, why some of those people have hard times with that. I think I got to experience that my sophomore year and better understand that. I also, you know, made a point to kind of bring the freshmen, the redshirt freshmen who were home as well, while I was home injured, you know, made them come over for dinner. I'm sure they probably dreaded it because I was like, hey, you guys can hang out with me all day. And they were like, okay, we were going to maybe go out. But
okay, whatever. I guess we have to.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it was great to learn from that experience. And, you know, you don't really learn and appreciate something until you see that it could potentially go away. So having that taken away for a year and working really hard to get back was a good experience. And frankly, it's the only way that I would have gotten my fifth year to be able to go to the Final Four. So,
well, it all kind of comes full circle and works out. We always sit here and say there's going to be some good come of this. And I'm sure when you're going through the rehab and you're sitting at home while the team is on the road playing a big match, you probably in your mind's probably playing some tricks on you, as it does with most athletes who suffer through injuries, is how am I going to respond from this? It doesn't sound to me, in the few minutes we've been talking, that you're the type of person that feels really sorry for yourself. But were there moments during that injury-plagued sophomore season where you kind of were like, you know, oh man, this is just really tough. Waking up this early, I'm doing the rehab, I'm not going to play for another year. I mean, that wears on you mentally.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a tough time for any athlete when, like, your whole life is about the sport you play, and some of those pieces taken away, and now you're just hopping on a exercise bike to try and get back. It plays with you mentally for sure. But you know, Chico had amazing support in my return to play. Scott was very particular on not returning too early, and I was more like, hey, I'm at 6 months, I think I can jump back in. And he was like, I don't think so. But yeah, it was, you know, it was made you appreciate things a lot more, and appreciate how people feel when they're going through those types of injuries as well.
In 2011, the team goes to the Final Four, has a magical season. And as you mentioned, it was your fifth year. You wouldn't have gotten it if you didn't get hurt. What do you remember most about that season? And I'm sure, I mean, that's a question we could spend a whole 30-minute show on. But when you look back on the, I would say, probably the accomplishments on the field and maybe some of the stuff with just your teammates that you'll probably be in contact with for the rest of your life, what comes to mind?
Yeah, I mean, that team was special, you know, and I felt it from the moment that season started. And I think my cohort, Blake Lopes, also felt it as well. And we were kind of adamant that, like, this was the year to do it. And we had it stuck in our heads that, you know, we had great leadership. We had great youthful players. You know, our freshmen were outstanding that year. we just had this drive. And so I think at the beginning of that season, Blake and I were like, you know, we're going to the Final Four this year. And Tim was like, love you guys, love the ambition. I also want you to be realistic and not scare the freshmen. But we were like adamant, no, this is the year. And, you know, I think as the season went on, Kim wanted us to be realistic because that's, you know, the type of leader she is. But then as the season went on, she was like, oh my God, like, yeah, this could actually be the Final Four season. Nothing came easy. We tied, we had, you know, penalty shootouts. It wasn't a walk in the park to the Final Four, but it was absolutely memorable. And that team was outstanding. They were special.
It's really being around. I've been around teams in the 20 plus years at Chico State, and specifically covering basketball and baseball. The players on a team that are special, they can feel it really early, even before games are played. But the leaders have to feel it almost first. And then it kind of trickles down, and it kind of immerses itself in the pores of the rest of the players. Is that how you felt with Blake in terms of imparting what the real goal could be for the program? Or was it something where they hitched on pretty quick?
No, I think we definitely felt it, like, deep down. And the more that we embodied that, you know, that was Blake, me. We had Casey Wall. We had Lisa Webster. We had Derek Arnofsky, you know, Melissa Pease. Like, all of these people embodied that this was finally the year. And we had five of those people were graduating. And, you know, this was truly our last chance. So I think we did. Yeah, we probably felt it early on. And Blake and I put in a lot of work on making others feel it as well. And I think the freshmen were kind of doe-eyed and just like, okay, well, Molly and Blake seem to be thinking it, so here we go.
That's fantastic. We're talking to Molly Downton, Chico State women's program, and worked for U.S. Soccer and their World Cup quest. And I'm going to wrap it up with, you've had some incredible mentors, female mentors in your life, whether it is Kim Sutton, your head coach at Chico State, Anita Barker, Janet Rayfield at the University of Illinois, and of course, Jill Ellis, who you've had incredible chemistry and connection with U.S. Soccer and now working for her. Talk about the mentorship that those women have given you and what you are kind of thinking about for your future.
Yeah, so I think I was incredibly fortunate to have so many great female leaders in my life. I don't think that's the case for everyone, unfortunately, is that there's not enough females in leadership positions to have that many mentors that are female. You know, I look up now in more of a, you know, manager, team administrator style, business side of the sport, and there's not enough women involved. Hopefully that's, you know, headed towards some change. But yeah, I've been really fortunate. You know, Kim at Chico was amazing at not just making us great players, but actually creating us into great humans before we left Chico as well. You know, I wouldn't have had the leadership qualities that I have going into my career path without Kim instilling them and telling me that I could, you know, be the leader that I thought I could be while at Chico. You know, Anita was always great. I now look back and I'm like, oh, I can't believe I was that afraid of Anita. Like, but I think Anita had to put on a hard front with us sometimes because she expected so much out of us. You know, she held us to a caliber of like, you're going to present yourself as a student athlete, and that matters. You know, you're not just going to be an athlete. You're going to be a student athlete. So I always appreciated that. And people like Janet and Jill have showed me, you know, that you can lead your field and bring others along. And, you know, what has been important for me is to make sure that you're helping other women progress in their career as well, which Jill and Janet have both focused on with me.
What are you looking to do moving forward? I don't think of you as someone who wants to sit still and be sedentary in a position. Do you have goals moving forward, or are you just kind of taking it wait and see at this point?
Yeah, no, I definitely have goals moving forward. I think, it, you know, this breather that I was taking, which I planned on being 6 months and, you know, kind of working with Jill and seeing how things played out, had turned into a year because of COVID. But, yeah, I mean, I see myself getting back into team sports at some point in the near future. You know, the women have a league, the NWSL league, that has a few teams throughout it. So maybe finding myself somewhere in there, hopefully, or getting back into international sport, but doing something in the near future back working with a team.
Molly Downton has been our guest, captain and starting center back for the Chico State Wildcats, 2011 NCAA Championship Final Four. She was the leader, Kim Sutton, and those around the program said the undeniable leader of that team. Molly earned All-America honors, a spot on the Final Four All-Tournament team, and was also a three-time All-CCAA and All-West Region selection and team administrator for the 2019 World Cup champion U.S. women's soccer team. Molly, thank you for joining us. It has been great, and I know the Chico State fans are going to love hearing about what you are up to these days, and it seems like a lot, and we really thank you for joining us.
No, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Molly Downton joining us here on Chat with a Cat, and it's right here on KPAY Sports 1290.